And here's the thing about this guy. His recall about all this stuff, all this knowledge that he retained, he read it once, and he might have read it 30 years ago, but he'd retain it. And he'd be like, oh, you know what? That portage, it's not on river left. It's on the right side of the river. They have it marked wrong. And he hasn't done that paddle in 25 years, but he retains it.
And he was that sharp right up the day he died.
That sharp. It was I'd just be like, oh, he's right. It was on the right side of the river. Just like he said, just where he told us it was going to be. That portage was right, you know, the map was wrong.
He had an amazing brain, there's no doubt about it.
So the family blacksmith shop, sorry, can't speak today, was here.
Yeah.
So this wasn't
on the other side. He built this. Ralph and his dad built this. His dad worked on that side, and Ralph worked on this side.
This was not originally for canoes.
This was a blacksmith shop.
Wow.
And how the canoeing that Rich was explaining, that there was a mental hospital across the street, and this is very selfless thing that
we're talking
that Ralph did. He got the kids that were in that institution involved in camp and in scouting and in canoeing.
Yeah.
So he reached out to them and said, "Hey, you know, we're going to take these guys on a hike." And then he got involved with the Boy Scouts. The deal was, you could either buy a canoe, rent a canoe, or, hey, I'm a blacksmith, I'm a pretty handy guy, we could build these things. Let's see how that works. And that's how
Brand new stuff, fiberglass. Brand new, man, we could build a canoe out of fiberglass. That's what he said.
And that's how the canoe base morphed into what it is today, you know.
Yeah.
His working with Boy Scouts and running some trips, and then it just grew from there kind of organically, you know.
Wow. So do you know yet what's going to happen to the space, or is that all up in the air?
Well, the space, it's going to be, the property's for sale.
Okay.
So, it'll be sold probably within the next year or so. You know, it could be a couple months, it could be a year and a half. We just don't know.
We have no idea.
But, you know, over under 6 months, I'm guessing, you know.
Yeah.
We'll be here for the next, you know, probably till the spring at least. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna try to move. We got a place that we have to get ready. It's a big job to move all this stuff, but it has to be done.
You do have a space though, or?
Well, we're working on that. We're working on that. We'll